Yeah, hi. You are supposed to do this. Oh, no, you are not supposed to do that. You should do this. Oh, no, you should not do this. I'm telling you, if you do this, you are the good person. If you don't do this, oh, no, you are not a good person. But the question is, who gets to decide what's good and what's bad, what's right and what's wrong? Who's the authority over us that gets to decide, that gets to scrutinize every inch and every detail of every situation, every person, everything that matters? And then form the conclusion that this is right and this is wrong. Welcome to the new episode of Vineet Sir Podcast, and I fully accept I'm not a good person. I have done my bits of wrong intentionally and unintentionally. So, why I'm telling you all this? According to a fact, more than 80% of the people still have no clue what's right and wrong. They follow what their religion, parents, friends, colleagues, the content they watch, the movies they have watched, they allow these aspects to decide what's good and what's bad. They never formulate their own conclusions. They never think through. What nonsense. The worst way to live as a human who has been blessed with the capacity to think. And its effect? Remember, my friend, whenever you feel guilty, that's society hijacking your mind and taking all over you. These rights and wrongs have created a split between people. People can no longer enjoy even simple things. Certain aspects are always going in the back end. And I have moved on from this nonsense. I have realized this right and wrong is a scam. Things are not supposed to be black and white in all cases and all scenarios. So, with this podcast, I'm telling you, you should move on from this right and wrong too. Let's consider a scenario. There is a person who is into alcohol, smokes, he parties, he's into women, and whatever society tells, that's bad. But on the other hand, he fulfills all his personal and professional obligations. On the other hand, there is another person who does not do all the bad stuff the society terms, but he does not fulfill his personal and professional obligations either. So my friend, you get to be the judge. Who is the good person and the bad person here? Let's say your religion prohibits certain things and you don't do that. You are a totally devoted religious person. I have full respect for that. But on the other hand, you are the most arrogant, the most negative person someone can meet. So does that make you a good person or a bad person? Let's say you follow whatever your parents, your teachers told you was good. And now that has made you realize that these things are not good. They have created a split between you that you wanted to pursue something you did not because you chose to follow those words. And now that has made you become some arrogant. You are now angry. You shout at people. You are not able to control your emotions. So does that make you a good person or a bad person? And if jealousy and anger is wrong, then why a child who is not fully aware about his consciousness gets uncomfortable, starts crying when he sees his or her parents loving another child or playing with another child? This is something ingrained in us. Now, with social media, everybody got something other to tell you. No fap, do 2-hour meditation, 100-hour work week, read books, be good with people, 6-figure salary, multiple streams of income, become a hustler, start a business, job is not good, you have to get married, some say you cannot get married, and then hit the gym, be in good shape, don't consume sugar, don't smoke, don't drink, don't go out. And the list goes on and on and on. I think that's way too much to ask from a single person. I cannot fulfill all the obligations. And I fully accept that and I endorse that view. So, what is the way ahead? And another reminder, A, You cannot be happy all the time. So please, please stop chasing that. You cannot be. Whosoever is telling you to be happy, they are just feeding you nonsense. And you cannot be motivated all the time also. That is one thing you have to accept. There will be good days, there will be bad days. But the thing is, who gets to decide? Because there are only situations in life. The interpretation of those situations defines it as good and bad. And you are the person who should decide the interpretation. Just be aware of the emotions you are experiencing. Do not deny or fight with them. This will create more issues. We all face problems as individuals, and to an extent we exaggerate our own issues. Most of us received this conditioning of society and we ended up following the masses because that's the easiest way. Following the masses requires minimum thinking. If you think through, you cannot follow the masses, and masses need to have a single idea, identity, thought, because they have to move in groups. They have to have a single connect. That is how they operate. So you should decide what's good, what's bad, and pursue anything you want totally. Just be involved in it. Your decisions should be yours only, not based out of any kind of system or an institution. Your life is yours only. It cannot be compared even to the sibling you grew up with under the same roof. So the parameters of success, right and wrong, change with the person whom the question was asked and at what time. My answer 10 years down the line might be different. And my answer 10 years prior to this time would have been different. So things which were relevant earlier have become obsolete now, and things which are obsolete today will become irrelevant tomorrow. There have been many shackles of the bondage which have been broken totally. And now everybody is accepting what nonsense, what kind of BS taboos we were implementing throughout the society. So take your own responsibility, be responsible, because your actions will have consequences. Many times people think they want freedom, but when situation asks, they choose bondage because that's the easiest they can be. So what if you die tomorrow? That's one of the biggest possibility, and you should be very well aware of that. So what do you want people to say? He or she followed everything was expected out of her? Or you want them to say that he or she did whatever they felt right? They had the courage to follow their heart. I would want people to say that, although it does not matter because I'm dead and I'm gone. But still, I'm choosing that and I'm fully aware about that. Be aware of what you are doing. Do it fully, do it totally. That's the only way. Don't choose bondage just because society or system or institution or somebody has asked you to. Because this will always create a split. What is stress? If I take a rubber and I start pulling it from both the ends, I'm creating stress. I take a ball, I push it from both sides, I'm creating stress. So basically, I am trying to create two situations at a simultaneous time. And that is what creates stress in people. Because, oh, I want to go to the party but I have work. Now, what should I choose? If I choose work, oh, that's the choice, or should I go to party and have some good time? But then you get to decide, and then be ready to face the consequences also. Don't look around. Live fully, live totally, and just rise above this concept of right and wrong. Thank you.